Okay, here we go. 3, 2, 1. Welcome back to the Jason Rant Show on AM 770 KTTH and 94.5 FM on the Greater East Side. Things might be getting nasty as Burien Mayor Jimmy Mata runs for re-election. He says he was the victim of a, quote, white supremacy hate crime attack, where he calls a, quote, direct assault on every man, woman, and child in Burien, King County, and our nation. Obviously, very strong, powerful words there. So let's talk about exactly what happened. The mayor joins me now to explain. Welcome back to the show. It's been a while.
Yes, Jason, thank you so much. I appreciate the invitation.
So, Jason, take us through the actual artwork that has been posted, just so we can get a basic understanding of the alleged hate crime.
So I'm a Latino that was born in this country. This is my country. I love my flag. There's only reasons for lightning bolts when they come in doubles. I was raised in Eastern Washington, and, you know, I went to school with some children that were taught that kind of behavior. When I saw these signs, to me, double lightning bolts and the hand fist and, you know, propaganda, it was wrong. It sends a message to, you know, some of these new voters. Let's face it, I am not white. I'm a brown mayor who got elected, and I'm reflecting those individuals who probably haven't voted in the past, who want to learn about politics. Mm-hmm. You know, the Latino community, we're not a monolithic community. We have Democrats, Republicans, socialists, communists, just like in the white community, right? That's why we created this country. I mean, that's why the 13 colonies were developed, as political persecution. You know, people are coming out of prison. You know, people that want to protect their practice their religion. That's what America's about. And so, to me, first of all, having signs that doesn't say who's paid for it, putting a sticker on my sign as corrupt. Question is, if that's what you believe, then file charges with the U.S. Department of Justice. But, you know, see, I feel that it doesn't matter whether somebody has conservative views, you know, socialist views, Democratic views, whatever it is. These streets aren't Republican, they're not Democrat, they're our streets.
Absolutely.
We gotta work together.
So just so folks understand, because you made reference to two separate instances. So in the one case, you've got signs that are just your signs or another candidate sign that has a sticker that was put on top of it that said corrupt. Now, I think we can...
Yeah, that was my sign, and
yeah.
That's against the law.
It's vandalism, although that in and of itself, I think we can both acknowledge just putting a corrupt sticker on someone's sign is not a white supremacist attack, correct?
Well, you know, the same night that these lightning bolts, the double lightning bolts with the hand fist came up, so did this sticker, okay? So that's why I'm saying that I'm...
So you're saying in the context of both of them. So the other sign that you're making reference to, just so folks know, is a red background sign. It says, Seattle politics are bad for Burien. It shows your name and three others. Crystal Marks is on there, who's a current council member, Sarah Moore and Hugo Garcia. It says, vote against... So, obviously, that part of the message is clear. It's got a fist that says propaganda underneath the fist. And you're saying that there are double lightning bolts. There aren't double lightning bolts. There's a single lightning bolt going into each of the four names.
So, I will send you, if you look up this stuff on the internet, anybody can go into the internet and look it up. Look at the sign.
Yeah.
There's sometimes one lightning. Look, when I understand about lightning bolts, it's not what I see here. I mean, you know, if we're talking about nature, that's a different story. There's only one reason for that. All right. Well, and so that's why I'm offering $2,000. It may be that, you know, it's just some individual that wants to exercise his rights. But, you know, at the end of the day, let's talk about that sign. That sign there, we should know who's doing that. Okay. If it's not the white supremacy with the lightning bolts, then who is it?
Well, it's definitely not a white supremacist sign or symbolism. It could be a white supremacist, I suppose, who put it. Well, I actually kind of do know that in a sense. So, because you had shared some of these images with me, and I spent a lot of time today going online and trying to find where this is, because number one, as a Jew, I am disgusted by all forms of anti-Semitism,
100%.
You know, whether it's coming against me as a Jew or anybody, it's disgusting. So the thing that kind of jumped at me, number one, was The lightning bolts are definitely not SS bolts, which is what you had claimed in a press release. This was not Nazi symbolism. SS bolts are very distinct. They are short. They're compact. They're right next to each other, and they're a little bit bulky in its width. So these were definitely
I'm glad you're describing something. You may know more than I do, but I do.
I definitely on this lightning on this
bolts,
one.
When I see lightning bolts,
no, fair enough. When you see lightning bolts, I hear you. However, online. Hold on, Jimmy. Hold on, just 1 second, because I looked up the images from the sign, and I actually found the original source in which the images came from, and it's not calling you. It's not calling you anything other than they're calling you a communist, Jimmy. This is not white supremacy symbolism.
Two candidates that are Hispanic, one that's LGBTQ, and the other one that's a Jewish descent.
Do you share an ideology?
Let me just say that I can tell you right now that even with the candidates that are on that sign, I don't agree with 100% of the issues all the time. I want to get back to the facts. Like we should be talking about the recovery of the market. Like our
100%. But just real quickly, because
criminals.
The symbol, though. But I think it's important here because you're saying that you're the victim of a white supremacy attack. Now you haven't been physically assaulted, and in fairness, in your press release, you do say that this is one step away from a physical assault. And you're not accusing anyone of physically assaulting you. You're saying the imagery is offensive.
I've been assaulted once before in the city where the individual pled guilty to malicious.
Yeah, but I'm just saying in this particular case, you're not making the claim.
But look at the pattern, though. But look at the pattern, Jason. You know, my uncle got socked in the jaw when I was running. They didn't steal from him. They didn't, take his beer. You know, he struggled with alcoholism.
Okay.
You know, he's 72 years old, okay?
But, Mayor, the symbol of the fist, the symbol of the fist in the air is in solidarity. Hold on one moment, just one moment. The solid is an image of solidarity with communism. The actual source of the images comes from Shutterstock. It's created by an artist in Indonesia, and it is hashtagged under the keyword communism. In the context of saying Seattle politics are bad for Burien, it's very clearly not using white supremacy language or symbolism. They're saying you're too far to the left. That's all they're saying.
If that's what your interpretation is.
It's not an interpretation. I've got the actual artwork in front of me. I promise you, I've got the actual artwork in front of me. I found it about 15 minutes ago.
Here's the thing, Jason. Okay, we are divided as a country. Okay. We're not going to go anywhere as this. So what I'm saying here is I'm paying $2,000 to see who did it, to be investigated if it's supremacy or not. But at the end of the day, you got to get back to. You know, if you're going to run for office, you got to say what's your plan. For instance, here in Burien, we're struggling with mental health. The whole state is struggling with
mental health. Yes, and those are issues that need to be taken care of. I 100% agree with you. What I just disagree with is you said that this was a direct assault on every man, woman, and child in Burien, King County, in our nation. No, it's not. It's people who disagree with you politically. Now, you can argue that it's wrong, right?
That's your view, and that's why we live in America, and that's why I'm so fortunate that I represent the flag of the United States because I was born in this
country. But they're not SS bolts. You said that they were SS bolts.
To me, I see that as a racist attack. I see it as lightning bolts.
But they're not.
The only time I've seen lightning bolts is when it comes. So what is it? Is it because they're talking about weather? So look, we can agree to disagree.
No. It's imagery. It's imagery associated. Hold on. It's imagery associated with communism and socialism. That's where this is coming from. That's all I'm saying. It's 100% not a Nazi SS lightning bolt because you've definitely Googled Nazi lightning bolts, SS bolts. You directly say that they're SS bolts.
When I see those signs, okay, I see that. Okay, I see lightning bolts doubled up.
But they're not even double in the photo. But they're not even double. There's four of them.
Well, look, again, you know.
So have you called the cops? Have you made a police report?
I'm pulling. And so not about the signs, right? Because the signs can do what they want. Look, there's a difference between democracy and there's a difference between doing things that are tied to defacing my sign. So
I agree with that.
Yes, I'm putting $2,000. I want to know who defaced my sign. Look, I'm all for free speech. That's what. Look, freedom of the press, freedom of religion, I mean, freedom of our voices, that's what America's based on. I mean, I love that, right? They can call me whatever they want. They could have bought signs and said whatever they want. Who's paying for it? We know who's behind it. Let's move forward. You know, look, regardless of whoever's running in this race, even the people that are running against me, one is denounce white supremacy, number one. Number two, let's not get into this childish stuff of running for office. Let's
I agree with that.
What ordinances do you think we should
have? I think that that's fair.
You know, tell us what, what are we doing?
In an interview, though, yesterday with Cairo 7, you said you were going to contact local law enforcement. As of 10 minutes ago, you have not filed a police report, according to the King County Sheriff's Office.
Yesterday, you know, look, I think it's that sometimes you got to look at through my lens, right? Like, you know, my mother was supposed to go out on, you know, her vacation. She scared that something's going to happen to me. I said, Mom, we're going to be all right. Just go ahead and go. Talk to my children, my employees who've been, you know, helping me out. So that's what I've been handling this morning. You know, I own a business.
Is it possible that your view of this is not an accurate reflection, but maybe, you know, just seeing it through your lens? Meaning, when you say you see something, it doesn't necessarily mean it's the reality, correct?
Let me ask you this.
Okay.
First of all, you heard the African American lady. I don't even know the lady.
In the Cairo 7 piece,
when
you're saying.
When I see that sign, I know what it means. People of color know
what
it means.
But I'm sorry, but a Jew, hold on. A Jew might know what SS lightning bolts mean, correct?
Well, you know, they live some atrocity.
Yes, I'm saying, is it possible that a Jew, is it possible that a Jew who was actually targeted by Nazis, right? Jews were targeted by Nazis. Is it possible that a Jew might know what the image is? And maybe not necessarily another person of color? Is that at least a possibility?
Well, Jason, let's look at this. That's like an unfair question, because if I was to tell you, you know, do you think that if a Latino was to look at this, that, I mean, look, when we look at lightning bolts, and maybe it's more education, right, from our media, instead of showing our divisiveness, let's come together.
But you're the one, Mayor Mata, the one saying it's Nazi SS lightning bolts.
When I see the sign, it sends a message of lightning bolts.
Well, no, there are lightning bolts in there, but again, the imagery is about communism. One last thing, because in your press release that you put out, you said that you're issuing a call for federal investigation into the latest incident of attacks, and then you say it sends a chilling message into the Latino, gay, lesbian, and trans communities, the Nazi SS lightning bolt. Did you miss a group when talking about Nazi SS lightning group, lightning bolts that could be impacted? Did you miss a group of people there?
You know, Jason, our Jewish community are still going through this atrocity in the United States of America. No group of people should be targeted by their race, their religion, you know, their...
I'm just arguing you're not being targeted for that. I think you're being targeted because people think that you are too far to the left, and that's very clearly the context here. And I think it's very fair for you to say, no, I'm not a socialist or a communist. I'm not a fringe left winger, and I don't represent Seattle. I represent the values of Burien. I think that is totally fair. And I think I hate signs like this. I hate vandalism on signs. I think that's just childish. However, you are not the victim of a white supremacy hate crime attack, not based on what you've presented. And I resent the fact that you're claiming that Nazi SS lightning bolts are being used against you. I'll give you the last word.
We will see this when somebody comes and collects the reward of $2,000. There was another candidate putting $10,000 reward on not the signs that are there. I mean, you know what? They could have that. I mean, they can try to suppress.
If I give you the source image that shows that this is a communist symbol, would you donate the $2,000 to a Jewish charity of my choice?
So the $2,000 for the arrest of the person that defaced.
Well, they're not going to be arrested. Putting a sticker on a sign, as you know, doesn't get you arrested, because throwing, rioting in this region doesn't get you arrested. You're not going to get anyone arrested.
Because whoever puts a sticker in those signs, I think that's more organized. It was a group of people. I don't think it's one
person. Maybe it was local activists. Do you think someone who puts a sticker on your sign that says corrupt should go to jail?
I think that they should be. It should be brought out to the forefront of what happened there. It's against the law, number one. Number two, it's an attack on democracy. I mean,
it's not an attack on democracy. It's vandalism.
You know, to me, it's an attack on democracy. It starts small and it keeps on growing. I mean, it kept on growing when I was supportive, and I'm still supportive of sanctuary cities. I mean, I have an individual.
Is that an attack on democracy, sanctuary cities, saying you're going to harbor people who are in this country illegally?
That was an attack on my person. I mean, look, you could have your views. This is America, but you cannot assault someone and deface their political signs, and that's just not right. I mean,
you weren't assaulted here. This is not an assault.
They're mean signs.
They're mean signs, right? And it is vandalism to put a sticker on a sign. There is no. It is vandalism, but no one goes to jail for that.
I agree to disagree here, but I am going to file a complaint.
When?
We'll go from there. Look, Jason, at the end today, I will be filing a complaint,
okay.
And I want the individual who defaced my sign. The other signs, look, they're there. I'm still looking in the state law whether they have to show who is funding those. Signs. It's an independent expenditure, in my opinion. I think that the PDC should investigate it. But that's
what are they going to investigate? If I put up a sign that says I don't like Jimmy Mata, you're saying that I have to put my name to it?
We should know who's putting that. I mean, look, that's a.
Are there any flyers on telephone poles in Burien?
Well, that's not politically connected, Jason.
Okay, so are there any BLM? Are there any? Is there any BLM art? Hold on, Jimmy. Hold on one second. Is there any BLM art anywhere in the city of Burien?
Not that I have seen.
Okay, if BLM art goes up or a sign that says Black Lives Matter, are you calling for an investigation?
Look, that's not a political.
BLM isn't political.
Candidates, Jason.
Come on.
Right? We should know independent expenditures when it comes to people that are running for office. Like, look.
So you think someone's doing this who's running against you?
I don't know. That's why I'm putting the money where my mouth is. I don't know.
Okay.
And we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, look, I guess we will see. Again, I'll post the art up online. I'm going to send you personally, Mayor Mata, the art source of this so you can see. I promise you, I'm not making it up. It is a communist symbol that has been posted by an artist that's based in Indonesia on Shutterstock. That's what it is. It's 100% not an SS bolt. The only way that this could be potentially connected to white supremacy is if maybe it just so happened the person who put it up was a white supremacist. Yes, I'll give you the last word. 20 seconds.
The fact of what we're trying to do here is we want everybody to exercise their democracy of being able to vote without any fear of wanting to run for office or anything like that. Look, if people want to go out and protest, we should protect those rights. But we shouldn't be punching. We shouldn't be, doing things that send fear into our community. I mean, look, there's these candidates that are running. I want to hear, look, candidates that are running against me, I want to hear what ideas they have. I may learn something.
Yeah.
I may say, you know what, they probably have better ideas than I do, and maybe I should, run the other way. But I want to hear it. I'm
fair
not
enough
about democracy. Let's hear people's voices and see where they want to go. Look, we're looking for solutions. We want to build our community if we don't want to tear it down.
There
and,
you go.
I will look forward to seeing that sign you have found. I'm glad you're going to share that with me.
I will.
Fact of the matter is, to me, it's let's make sure that we're building our community, not tearing down. We are the luckiest.
There you go.
I mean, we are the best country in the world.
I love this country. Let's end on that complete agreement. We are the best country in the world. Absolutely. Democracy is incredibly important. Jimmy Mata is running for re-election in the city of Burien. Thank you so much for stopping by. I really appreciate
it. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day. I appreciate it, Jason.
Absolutely. Bye-bye. You're listening to The Jason Rantz Show.